Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchante, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. We have a fantastic young man on the program today. He played his college football at Colorado State University, Pablo, and he was a standout defensive tackle. He also earned second-team honors, and from the time he got there, he was an all-academic wizard when it came to really maximizing his words. Student athlete is none other than Momar Fall. Momar, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you, my friend?
Hi, welcome to. Thank you for having me. I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. I mean, there's a lot to get to, and you had a fabulous season. I mean, 56 tackles, 21 solos, 9.5 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks, and you got that interception at the end of the season. Can you kind of take us through that play and you getting your INT?
That was a pretty cool play for sure. Our team needed that boost because we were down. We were playing this really this juggernaut offense, Colorado School of Mines. And but our team is priding ourselves on our defense. And then we wanted to go out there and make one play so we can give the offense this boost that they need. And they scored it after that play. And then, what happened on that play is I was basically spying. I was supposed to spy. And then I see the quarterback, looking on the, left side. So I see the receiver coming from the other side. So I just was, trying to go to that side. And then he just threw it, and I just, got up and just catch it. That was a pretty cool moment for sure.
Excellent. And you have a unique background. I believe Senegal, you grew up West Africa. Then you came to the States, I believe, in 2016 to play basketball at Denver East High School. And then they saw you play football. So can you kind of take us through that moment of arriving at Denver East High School and then you kind of getting your football career started?
Yeah, it was definitely a cultural shock because, what I'm used to in Africa, I was a basketball player. So, and then these great dudes named Denise and Greg Willis, they came in my country and they wanted players. And then I ended up being lucky enough to be the five person that they take to bring that to their house. And we wanted, we had to play AAU, basketball for them. And they took us to the high school that we wanted. And we went to Denver East High School, me and another 7'2" guy. And I remember the coach was just always asking us, hey, you guys, that was my junior year. Hey, you guys want to come play football? My first year, I turned him down. I was I don't know what football is. Yeah, in my second year now, since we did, football season start, but basketball season doesn't start until December. He was like, hey, you guys want to try it out again? I was like, hey, you know what? Let me just go and see. I was like, I know I'm 6'6". Let me just go see what this thing about. And they had to teach me how to get on my stance, all the football background. But as a fast learner myself, I just, start, doing it at home, in my room. Start watching, people like Lawrence Taylor or, other, D linemen, and then just start, working with that. And we were playing some really big teams in our conference. Back then I didn't know, how big they were until now, but we were playing Columbine High School or Cherry Creek, so big kids. And I was always doing good. I didn't know I was doing that good back then. I was just trying to get to the quarterback or trying to make a play. I thought that was pretty cool, jumping on top of people or stuff like that. But when it was just crazy because I was getting attention from college, like, to go play basketball. That was the goal. But when I was, like, see people coming to, like, just talk to me for football, I was like, wait a minute, like, really? I was – and they told me – what Pueblo told me was they were recruiting people of Columbines and of Cherry Creek, of, like, all those big schools. But every time they were just seeing, like, this number 40 just going out there and breaking play, stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And the rest was history. Then I came to Pueblo. So.
And then, I mean, you get a scholarship to CSU Pueblo, and here you are. I'm curious, some of the guys that were basketball players originally, once they get the taste of football, did the aggressive nature of the sport, your ability to go out and hit somebody, did that start to, I guess, grow inside you, that you really love the physicality of just being able to have that contact sport, something basketball couldn't provide?
For me, I have this wrestling background. So my country is like no because of wrestler.
Right? You know what? I actually did a little bit of my homework, and I did look. Mm-hmm. I did look that up, and I found out that your country was wrestling was the favorite sport. At least on Wikipedia, it says wrestling and then football. But go ahead.
Yeah.
But I was doing my homework. I was going to ask that question: were you a wrestler? But you beat me to it more and more. But I did do my homework. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, so I got this wrestling background. So over there, like, you learn moves, and when you're young, sometimes, I mean, I always was the tallest, but not, like, the strongest or the oldest. So I was always, like, having friends that was, like, probably 4 or 5 years older than me. So sometimes they used to overpower me, like, even if I was taller than them. So I had to, like, actually go, like, learn some moves about wrestling. So, and, you know, you always go to the ground, obviously. So, and then, so that is, that's why, like, I mean, always when I was playing basketball, even basketball, I was using a lot of, like, force. Like, when I go up with you, like, you're going to actually, I'm going to create space because of that I had with me. And then when I play football, I remember my first play, like, it's still, like, in my mind, like, I was, I just turned to the sideline, and then, like, I didn't know what they were doing defensively. What it was like, they were doing some signs. I was like, what is that? And then I remember this outside linebacker was just get to that guy. And I remember he went off the side, he went outside and was getting, and I did this quick move to this guy. I don't know how I did it, actually. But I got there, and he was about to get there, but I came and I just tackled both of them. And I remember everybody on the team was just like, you know, like hitting my helmet. Hey, man, that's good. And I think that's like the thing that changed, like, well, that was the transition for me, because I was like, man, I was playing basketball, like scoring 30 points and all that stuff, but I never felt like this before. That's what I was saying. And I remember I told that to my host family, and at first, you know, they loved me to death, and they were like, huh, football is pretty scary. You can break your arm. I was like, at this point, I don't really care. I just want to go, you know, play football and see how it goes in college. And then, that's what always love the –
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah.
You can go ahead, Mama.
Yeah, I said that's why I always love to, like, actually go and just, like, be a physical, and, like, that's why I, like, I pride myself in being physical, like, on whatever I do. I mean, sometimes you can do a finesse move, but, like, I like to, like, shock and, like, make sure, like, the guy head pop up, like, so I can know, like, I actually defeat him in some type of ways, like, so, and then trying to make a move out of, like, all the wrestling background and everything that I learned, like, from coaches.
Excellent. Once again, Mormor Farley, standout D-tackle from the Thunderwolves here on the C2P. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available. You're on the program because you are preparing for the 2023 NFL Draft. If these scouts, if they're breaking down tape of you, in your own words, Mormor, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those hallmark home run traits that they're going to fall in love with, where they're going to want to know more about you?
I think they will like my motors and how I shock my, like, how I use my hands, because, like, I really like, yeah, using my hands, make sure, like, I defeat the block, make sure I read what is going on, going up our defense, because, like, you know, you have to be disciplined and just, like, play what you have to do, not just go off on like, trying to make the play all the time. You just got to be disciplined and then, like, you know, read what, like, sometimes when they ask you to do something, you just got to do it. So I think they will like how I shock and shed and then read the block and how I, like, you know, chase a play, like, make sure, like, I help my teammates and help, like, everybody that's behind on safety, like, covering, like, make sure, like, you know, they lock them up so I can get there and, like, make it easy for all of us.
Excellent. What goes unnoticed? You could have been a weight room warrior, a team captain, great in the community, or maybe some of the defensive schemes you guys ran, you couldn't showcase some other skills. Is anything out there that you need to let these NFL personnel know about, but why you have the airtime?
I think, like, the reason why I see myself sometimes, like, being engineering, having an engineering background also, and, like, just liking to, like, do stuff all the time. I see, like, myself as a sponge. I'm a fast learner, and I'm always, like, trying to learn, like, you know, the way, like, new ways, like, that they do things. That's the reason why I play one semester of, like, football in high school, not having any background of it, and coming to college, like, with, like, prime competition of people that play their whole life and make sure, like, you know, I fight my ways, like, to show, hey, I'm, like, you know, I'm the dude, or I'm, like, they're going to be the guy here. Knowing, like, I did not, like, 5 or 4 years ago, I did not know what it was, but, like, it's just, like, being a fast learner, being able to talk stuff easy, and then being able to apply it to my craft, like, to get better every day. That's, I think that's the only thing I want, like, them to know.
Excellent. And I think one of the big parts that sometimes it goes unnoticed, we know your teammate Trey Botts had a fantastic season, but you guys are a dynamic duo of that defensive interior, and he got a ton of accolades as well as you. But how much did you guys feed off each other, and how in sync were you when it came to you guys just knowing what the other was going to do so you both could be successful in terms of dominating that interior?
So we actually came here in the same year, he always liked being, like, this big standout guy. Like, we know, like, he's going to be doing great. So, like, the if guys, like, or, like, the question mark was, like, on, like, some of people like me, like, who's going to, like, step up, like, back to our freshman year. And, like, me and him, like, we just, like, being friends. We've been doing stuff together all the time. Like, obviously, right now we're not training. He's training up to Denver. But, like, we always, like, talk to each other about, like, everything. Like, we're the best friends. So, and he translates to the field. And every time, sometimes, like, if I don't make the play, he does. If I don't, if he does, if it just go like that. Like, so it's either going to be him or me out there. So, and then, like, we have this dime package where we just have to, like, run these games. Like, we like to just do those because we know we're too strong, too big, and too athletic, like, to just, like, not get there, like, at all times. So that's why, in general, like, team had to take us out of the game and just throw it to, like, bubbles or stuff like that to make us run sideline to sideline because, like, we just pride ourselves and we always were talking about it, like, oh, they're not going to run on us and we're going to get there when they give us the time because – And sometimes it was hard. I think I feel like we will have more, like, sacks or more plays if, like, we were just not playing teams that just say, let's take the D-line out of the game by doing, like, quick passes or screen or sideline thing, like, or make us – because we're just going to get there. We're just going to, like, feed off each other. We're just going to work – like and we work well together, too. So that was the great thing, too, over there.
Well said, well said. Well, Momar, we are almost out of time. We always like to have a little bit of fun before we end the program. We call 3 and out. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
With some, excuse me, with some, can you say it again?
These are just a little bit more lighthearted questions. You ready for them?
Yeah.
All right. Now, your coach, John Riston, he just retired after a fabulous career with the Thunder Wolves. Did he have any pet peeves during practice, something that you could not do at practice that really would get him upset?
With him, I mean, we always have a great relationship. I mean, like, so for me, that the one thing that I didn't know, because, like, obviously I told you I was always learning about football. That was my freshman year, and I came here and – something and I did not like I mean I was not agreeing with him, and then, like, I start talking back. That's, like, something you cannot do. And then after that, like, you know, with my background and knowing I was raised differently, like, so if you, like, don't feel some type of way, you just, like, have to, like, say it. Back then I was, like, and after that, like, we had this talk in his office, and he's explained to me, like, how I needed to, like, not talk bad at coaches. That's not a good thing. Like, here, he say, and I explained him why I did it. I did not mean no disrespect to him, because I was just, like, trying to, like, tell him, hey, like, you know, this, something like this. And then he's like, and then since that, we never have, like, we never really have, like, any issues after that, because that was just, like, right after that. I was a freshman. I was a young kid coming from Africa and all of that, so.
How about this one? Are you a better singer or are you a better dancer?
Oh, I'm definitely a better dancer for sure. Like, I dance a, like, I'm from Africa. That's what we do, you know. You dance all day. Yeah.
Excellent. And then the final one, and I'm very interested to hear this, because I'm sure it's going to be something delicious and out of the normal just because of where you're from. Draft weekend. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends. Awaiting to find out where you may land in the National Football League. But with that said, Momar, what is your favorite dish, and who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made or prepared on draft weekend as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, my favorite food. I know I'm going to make it easy for you. So it's like based out of Africa. It is actually rice and fish. That's how they make it. You can... If you go, like, if you go on Google, you can see that's probably one of the best, like, it was actually named one on the 100 best dish in the world.
Wow.
It's out of, like, rice and fish, fresh fish, because, like, we live by the coast. And there is, like, carrots. There is, like, and they cook it so good. It's, like they make, they put tomatoes on it. So, like, the rice is red. And that's a pretty, like, cooked meal. Why I wanted to make it is my mom that I want him to make it, because, you know, like, as I tell you, all my family are over there, and, you know, and that would be pretty cool, because I don't think, she, like, there is nobody that I think will be better cook than her, because she cooks so well, and, like, every details matter. Like, she literally, even the salt, like, she know, like, about everything that matter that go to it. So I think that would be her, for, like, to cook for sure.
Wonderful. Momar, you're an absolute pleasure to have on. Thank you so much for sharing some of your time. We always like to tell our guests, be humble, be hungry, stay blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Once again, that is Momar Fall here in the P2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.